Pierre Bensoussan has appeared on NPR several times over the past two decades. So why invite him back? Well, first, because he has a new album. It's called Vividly. Quite good. Second, because he's here, and he's brought his guitar with him. And Pierre Bensoussan's been called the acoustic Jimi Hendrix, so we don't want to pass up the chance to hear him in person. Pierre Bensoussan joins us in Studio 4A. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
I want to remind people of your biography. You were born in Algeria, Oran.
Oran, yes.
You and your family left when you were four. It was during the Algerian Revolution.
Just after I arrived.
Let me add this up together. Spanish-Jewish parents, born in an Arab country, grew up in France. I mean, we overuse the phrase an eclectic mix in music, but you are an eclectic mix to begin with. Do you make use of that in your music?
I make use of that as a person. I make use, and so obviously it's going to reflect in the music, but in the music I feel like I'm like a sponge. I had to adapt myself, and I think it's a good sign to feel home in anywhere, to feel that you belong to where you are at the moment where you are, and that, in fact, this is the same little planet that we share and that we need to protect and to respect.
Now, you taught yourself guitar. Is that the case?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I did.
How do you teach yourself guitar?
I had a great piano teacher who sort of implemented me a great, great structure for approaching music and a tune, an instrument. But what really helped me was Bob Dylan. That was my poet, my favorite poet at home, and I heard a lot of his songs and his words, the beauty of his poetry, his music, everything about him really inspired me. He was my first teacher, I think, in guitar.
Have you ever met him?
No, I haven't. It's not like I need to meet him. I mean, you know, it's not like you need to meet everybody you like, you love, or you're grateful for what they give you, because you sort of know them already. You know what you need to know from them. They are part of your household, you know.
You have been known to do some original and intriguing things to make your guitar sound different than anyone else's.
Yeah, I liked tuning differently, but it was not something like, you know, like, this is a tuning normal of a guitar. And as I didn't know how to tune my guitar for a long time, I experimented with, you know, I played also a bit of blues. I heard a bit of the music from the great blues players from the Delta, and so I started to use alternative tunings and came about with one called Dadgad, which really talked to me. And so I started to play a lot of Celtic music with that tuning. And from there, decided to only play that tuning and relearn the guitar in that tuning. And I can play...
What are we going to hear?
A tune which I wrote a long time ago called Voyage to Ireland, speaking of Ireland.
All right. Thank you. That's just wonderful.
Thank you.
By the way, we're talking with Pierre Bensusson. His new album is Vividly, and he's on tour here in the United States. Do you like touring in the United States?
I love it. Yeah, I love it. It's very big.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God, it's big, big, big. But what I like here is the fact that people seem to be very positive. Mm-hmm. They open. They don't close. Things are open. They left them open. It's not like they are not seeing the darker side of things, but they want the light to shine through. And I think it's good, you know, for Europeans to remember those simple things, you know. So that's why I like to tour here, and I have a good audience. People really respond positively to what I play for them, and that's fantastic.
I'm struck by something I read. You tell an interviewer a number of years ago where you said most musicians don't spend enough time listening.
Well, that's a statement which came to me because I have the great honor to teach music sometimes to people who are touched by music, but sometimes they are so distracted by other things such as technique and that they forget to listen. And the thing, I could apply this for myself, of course.
Well, but you're famous for technique.
I mean,
you are the acclaimed master.
We all need the technique we need in order to express what we try to express, what we want to express. But that after a while, you also sometimes need to be first listening before being distracted by the technique. Because if you do listen carefully, your technique seems to hear, to see you listening and be more at peace with yourself. And then you start to, in fact, to get what you're looking for because you listen. And it seems very obvious, but I have been surprised to see that it was not that obvious for some people.
Pierre, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pierre Bensusson, his new CD is called Vividly. Is there a song you can play that we can go out on?
Yeah, I can play Bamboulé.
Yeah, please.
Another song, but with just the voice of this cat. La 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 la
about Pierre Bensusson or hear more of his in-studio performance, you can go to our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.